When our husbands speak to us, we first have to recognize who is speaking to us, our position, and the position they hold over us. There has to be a perspective shift. If your marriage did not start under the understanding of Yah's ways, you've probably looked at your husband for years seeing him as the man you love, your best friend, and your equal partner. You struggle to reverence his position and your flesh will battle him every time he says or does something that doesn't go along with what you believe, think, or agree with. You will also try to manipulate him through conversation, using your words to sway him to do things your way, just as Eve did in the garden with Adam. The sin of Eve plays out in our households day after day when we refuse to listen to and reverence our lords. We think we are just voicing our opinions, but what we are doing is creating leaven by swaying his decisions to go our way and changing his original course of action. What if your husband asked the Most High for guidance on a particular subject, and he believes in his heart that the Most High showed him the right way to go? Then, when you hear his plan, you speak otherwise and give him guidance from your heart on why he should take a different course of action. Now, you have sowed confusion. If hearing Eve's words caused Adam to fall, how can we think this doesn't happen with our own Lord when we act this way? Our husbands, who have dominion and power over us as our lords on earth, are our masters. They have the power to bless us or lower us, as well as correct us. The world says happy wife, happy life, but this is wrong. A happy husband makes a happy wife when you have a Yah-fearing man. Everything in Satan's kingdom is the opposite of Yah's kingdom. Your master and lord on earth is the one who is supposed to live the happy life which we help to create and nourish. This is because the entire reason for our being is to be a helpmeet. A helpmeet is not just about cooking, cleaning, raising children, and being house help. A helpmeet is a help like unto himself and a pillar of rest. We are to help them in everything and in every way that they require of us as if they were asking their own soul for help. We are one flesh, so what he needs, we need. When our Lord speak, their words are orders as if the President of the United States gave an order, or better yet, as if Yah gave an order. Yah respects order and expects us to comply with orders. Most women who disrespect their husband's commands wouldn't dare do that if the president asked something of them. I am guilty of this myself. We allow familiarity with our lords to make us feel empowered to give our opinions on things or to disregard things our lords say or do. We get emotional and act out like children when things don't go our way. We make demands, give ultimatums, and give conditions to change what they have commanded us. Our masters should never have to raise their voices to us when they speak because we are out of order. When we act this way, our children follow suit and they learn this behavior from us. If the mother doesn't follow orders, why should they? If we wouldn't speak to the Most High a certain way, why then do we speak to our lords that way? Maybe many of us would speak to the Most High that way because we don't fear him, which is why we won't make it into the kingdom. Maybe too many of us show more reverence to a boss at work, a stranger, or a worldly title than we do towards Yah or our masters on earth. We have to deal with the wicked spirit inside that wants to rebel against our lords and rule our households. You are created for a man. Your life purpose is to help a man. Your only goal should be to become a wife, bear children if able, and help a man grow his household. Also, you might not be the only one. Your master may take another woman or many women, who will also be his helper to help him, bear his seed, and grow his household. We have to humble ourselves down and stop voicing our opinions on every word our lords say. We need to get out of our own way and learn how to keep our mouths closed. It's a matter of life and death. Yah won't have disrespectful and disobedient women who can't take orders in his kingdom. Stop acting like a man. Remember, I am speaking to myself as well. We need to become soft, feminine women who understand that we need a man. If you are living on your own and being independent, you should see that as shameful. There was a time in our society when most people understood this. We are complete only when we have a man because he is our covering unless you are celibate and devoting your life to Yah. Look at your master and think of him for what he is, which is your Lord. We will answer to the Most High for how we treated our Lord on earth. We can't honestly say we fear, respect, and reverence the Most High if we can't even first do that with our lords on earth. Think about that every day. Think about that before you come before the Most High. Think about how you have treated your Lord on earth that day. Condemn your own heart, and repent for the wickedness of rebellion and stubbornness which is as witchcraft and idolatry to the Most High. We have rebelled, and deserve death, even us who know better and are in the truth. We are full of wickedness and it has to change. We can only hope the Most High will have mercy on our souls. Your children see you, the Most High sees you. Your children reflect you and are a witness to who you are. We must come out of the world, humble down, and stop trying to be a man. Lower your eyes, bow to your king, shut your mouth, respect your master, and only then can we truly say we have submitted to the Most High. Biblical submission is a beautiful lifestyle that is worthy of praise.